listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Firefighters are at the scene of a blaze in Pemberton containing asbestos. Fire moving through the sawmill near Brockman Street. They're also concerned about water runoff containing asbestos and other toxic chemicals, trying to clean that up now. Five Great Southern projects will share more than $500,000 of the latest round of the Regional Economic and Development Grants. The state government program helps to diversify the tourism and hospitality sector and support Aboriginal businesses. The Broomhill Village will use it to refurbish their historic two-storey hotel, and Albany's Whaling Station will upgrade their amphitheatre. There's been a big jump in the number of West Aussies seeking help and support from Lifeline, the service taking around 300 calls a day in November, a 66% jump in the same time in 2021. Lifeline WA CEO Natalie Martovinich says providing support requires support.
And it costs up to $4,000 to train a volunteer. So we're really hoping that the WA community will support us by making a donation to our Lights for Lifeline WA Christmas appeal.
To local sport, after the Brookton Pingerley Panthers were slapped with a $20,000 fine, they've decided not to play this upcoming footy season. They'll work to return in 2024 with a new club president and committee members. The club were fined for breaching salary cap rules over five seasons between 2017 and 2022. And Mount Barker are set to take on Many Peaks this weekend in Albany cricket. The side are coming off the back of a loss last round. Catch that game at Turf E, while Collingwood Park clash against the Railways on Turf C. Both games get underway at 12:15 tomorrow. Head on down to show teams your support because you won't want to miss it. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.